When you are not leaders, you get it. You are enraged. You know the talking points. You know the pain points. Then when you become the leader, now if you say more ivory tower, no waka crane, you know. You fro. Just to say rampants, let down your hair, baby. Okay, welcome people to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. Once again, you know, we are back on your screens, back in your ears. Sounds funny, but we are in your ears, I know. Hey guys, my name is Joseph NT, the host who does the most, and I'm brought to you kind courtesy of the Gold Coast Report, that's the GCR Network, and also a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yeah, can you know me say, the guy on the ones and twos, I'm, but is he a son, sir? Oh, partner. Anyway, guys, it's been an exciting first episode back. Ooh, wow. Hey, gonna phone out a patcha. Well, we're back. Do we care? But anyway, thank you for, I should say what I would call a warm welcome, because we came back with a bang. We back as a bang da da dang. But we're here. It's a new episode and we're going to get right into it.
Yo, hustle and family, all I know. Never will, never had no time for. Never really care for designer clothes. I just never needed much to keep my mind at home. Good woman, good weed, good friends, enough. Ambition, any head we trust. Ain't no hard work that we feel we tough. Trying to keep it low key, though we clearly up. My whole MO to be calm and healthy. Every track that I'm on to be the bomb, so help me. But why am I wide as such? Why am I so BBB? My mind's a muck. And it's mostly things we just don't need at all. Being connected, being bra, I've been evolving, you know. Playing the long game, I can't afford to ignore fame. Cause I always did my own thing. Sticks and stones are just what I need. Cause everything's all content, what you mean? I'ma look back and be proud. Well played, another project out. Still the trailblaze.
I'm so back at your dinner, you know. In the bank, come let you, baby. Yeah, you, baby, I come with you. I've been a bit through my feelings. Now, yeah, my dinner, I'm in here. When you sign soon, come at you, that.
First of all, I want to shout out to Ahmed. You know, that was a great interview. I had a lot of laughs on and off screen. It was pretty good, pretty decent. You know what I mean? And for those of you who are like just discovering him, I mean, follow the kid on socials. Okay. He's really great, really talented. And, yeah, let's see what to do. To get right into things, we're going to be talking a little bit about our trending topics. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I want to first of all start with, you know, I saw an interview. Okay, I think the Minister of Energy, yeah, I don't really keep up with the mnemonics of things, names, I don't know what that is, the Minister of Power, Minister of Energy, but anyway, there was an interview, we were starting to say, you know, Dumso, is it back, is it not back, what's going on, you know, just give us a schedule so that we can plan our lives accordingly, because honestly, let me tell you, you are at work, and you're just waiting to get home, relax. Well, maybe I will AC, will fan, and I even pull favorite series. How about shit? I to watch it be crazy, but fear like you know that. Maybe buy me name and my shit series. Who do fear light off? And sometimes when the light goes off, the time at like 6:30. Crachy, we better ask Sorians and you're gonna sleep and wake up. It means you are going to midnight, 1 a.m. That's when they're gonna put the lights on. You know, and if you live in a you're kind of say landlocked area, we can landlocked that. Well, Nifa, is this Nifa? Nifa, yeah, Benkum is right. Anyway, on this side of your building, there's a building. On this side of your building, there's a building. Behind your building, there's a building. And they're from under there. No matter what you do or show. So because of this, you know, there was, I believe a journalist or something was asking this guy, oh, you know what? With the power or whatever, his entire posture, it was just, nani buyo fubia sa mo jijino se ding, ding, ding. You know, see, if you're looking for a schedule, draw one yourself. And hey, just say, pre-technical skills, one farm will protract no more. Hey, no more trouble. Table, no. I mean, the man was not having it. You know what I mean? And, I mean, deservedly so. There was backlash because listen, and y'all grow lights do ma. There are a lot of people that require lights to do business. Yeah. devices that you're using now, you need to charge it. So it's not like, you know, just because maybe you can insulate yourself with a power plant or a generator, and you know, like, and just not, it's not a silly question. People really wanted to know. And, you know, there was backlash. And then I saw, I don't know what you call it, a press release or whatever. There was a letter that came out to say that, oh, the minister was just stating facts. And even you can tell, the part that really got me laughing was when they said, you could tell that he was training his voice. Just like, that was it. He was training. That was a level of discomfort. Woman is training a voice. I don't know what you're sagging for. Why are you letting a man train his voice? You know, forget the fact that you have to sit in without life for 6 hours. Hospitals don't have life for like 6 to 12 hours. Forget about that fact. The man was training his voice. How dare you make him train? I mean, I really don't have much to say, but what I have observed is I'm seeing all the time now that anytime that the leadership or whatever is questioned about things that actually matter, or should I say when accountability is being actively pursued, there's a lot of irritation that I see with our leaders. Like, I don't know, why are you irritated? We're just asking you about your job. I don't get it. But anyway, it is what it is, I guess. People, we're going to keep asking questions. We're going to keep talking about on social media because our lives are being affected. And, you know, y'all need to tell us what's up. And another one I saw recently, I think this argument comes around at least once a year, especially since I think following 2020, this argument comes around at least once a year because to end a great amount of money in this country versus going abroad and earning less. Even if you make a lot of money, Ghana can happen to you because when you're going to the hospital and they don't give you, you have all the money in the world. The arguments are going on and on and on and on. And you know, I don't necessarily have a side because everybody is going to have an opinion that they feel is valid for them. Yeah. I'm just a Ghana, my motherland. I don't want to leave anyway. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Nis Fufu. And every week, be a midi fufu. It's a fact. I eat fufu almost every week. No, in fact, every week. So whenever I like travel, I've never traveled outside this country for more than 2 weeks. I'm not going to lie. Because by the 2 weeks mark, not just a fufu adomikon, original one, like I don't want to do no Nis Fufu. So, you know, there's some people who just don't want to leave the country. And so they're going to tell you that, yeah, give me more money and I'll stay here. And some people will tell you, get me out. No littering, nothing, you know? Everybody's going to be valid. But what I'm going to say is, I just hope that the people that are in power, the people that are leaders, people that are in charge of some of these things are paying attention to the conversation. Because brain drain is not a joke. When you have a lot of skilled labor, in fact, skilled and unskilled, leaving the country every month because they're fed up to go and build somebody else's country, it's a big problem. And it's not a joke. It's not something to laugh about. It's not something to be irritated by or whatever. I'm just saying, I hope the people that matter are paying attention to this conversation because the fact that we're having this conversation every year, in fact, sometimes it comes every quarter, quarterly meeting, AGI, annual general meeting. You know what I mean? Pay attention to it because it says something about the state of the nation and what you guys are doing as leaders. That's all I'm going to say about that topic. And I'm going to move right along. I mean, we could talk about the alleged death of a baby. Was it Tema General Hospital? I mean, I stand to be corrected because the lights went off. We saw the mother crying. And then later, the hospital came and said nobody died. The games we play. As a tumatu. I declare war. Suspects, stay for you. Anyway, guys, we're going to go straight into what Twitter said, which has been revamped. To see a friend of what social media says, stick and stay. We'll be right back.
If I want to be something, of course I'm a be it. Win-win, there's no competition. When I play with the souls, that's silly. One man no fi do, I'm finished. Mama said it takes a village. So my boy them locked in with me. We the voice of the streets I said it. We the voice of the voiceless period. Do my thing, fallacy for watching. Hate the man, don't hate the message. So many things inside you feel any. Money chance see them into sebe. If you in trouble, I'm in frame. Niggas up on the streets so semi. Tiamu Rasta Sharif we shade. I was doing dark as ufe. Life go show you an enemy na minye. Looking for money fi kiss one kill him.
All right, so for this week on what social media said, listen, we're going to be looking at some of the commentary that went on after our interview with Almet, okay. Hey, Niamene de Nkrofo Kabebre. Nkrofo Kabebre. I'm not even gonna lie. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. And you know, it is what it is. We had a really great view, so that's what it is. But we picked some ones that we really wanted to talk about. Now we're gonna be reading, you know, comments from all the different platforms that we are hosted on. And I'm gonna start with YouTube. So on YouTube, Kevin Efriye said, so much personality, so much clarity, and self-awareness. Yet that nation seeks to snuff the light out of people like him. Sigh, love you too. Love to you, Almet. Keep shining. Yeah. Shine bright like a diamond. Where you're Kevin Efriye. And we're YouTube. Also on YouTube, Accra Famous on BTV 3344. We're supposed to say, but say, robots in the choose the man. Cause that's all this 344. See, tell Almet his switch was actually top notch. It's used him perfectly well. I mean, both ways use him properly. I should say big ups. Yes. Thank you very much. Accra Famous on BTV 3344. And then we go on to Twitter. Twitter. At P_Y_ says, I didn't like this energy. Talk your shit. That's what we like in other Ghana. Yeah. Yeah. Also talk your shit. As for TikTok, you know, there was so many trash comments that I like. There were good ones in there. I'm not going to lie. There were good ones in there, but you know, comments on there what TikTok, no. I say, I'm off of a break. I just don't know. I don't know. One of them. But there was a lot of nasty comments. A few people, you know, did good. One thing that I would say that I'm really grateful for, I should have taken my time to like pick out the people that were saying really great things and shout you guys out. But you know, every now and then, maybe say see. But I was really grateful for people that like were standing up for Almet, to the people, the bullies in the comments. You know, the most interesting thing about all of this discourse is, put mannerisms aside, put all of that aside. How many of you can stand in front of your room and talk to people? Even your peers who, I'm not talking about people that you don't know, your peers. When we said 10 and now 20 minutes now, how many of you can stand there and do a public presentation, lead a show? Eh? How many of you can grow something? You let's start there. Let's look at your social media accounts, the numbers, for how long, without being divisive and insulting people. How many of you can authentically grow a brand from point A to Z? Without being divisive, without insulting people. How many of you can do that? This young boy, 20, 21 years old, Ayadiwe build himself up, sits down, writes scripts, comes up with, you know, all of these things. I've been doing this show for 7 years. Moves like TikTok, move everywhere, yeah, John, he be John. Your friend me Joseph, me didn't hear John. Hey, Joseph, me best yet, so I'm going to why. You had a lot of things to say, but I'm just saying, you can do the talking, it's easy. As the talk is what's cheap. Walk the walk. And that's what we have for you for what social media said. When we come back, we're going to be getting into our Vox Pop question for the week.
Personally, there's only one thing I would like you to understand. I will not change for anyone. I will not try and be someone else for anyone. When I say someone else, I don't mean that your comments and you come and gay, no. That is not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to tell you that I will not change. As in being effeminate, walking around, being myself, I will not change for you. There's nothing you are going to do that will make me change.
Mehoyefe, Papa.
When I wake up, first thing I look in the mirror. Oh God, is it me or? Hey, fine, I find so dangerous. I need the bab. How you guys be insecure? Amongst my friends, I'm the most handsomest who gets customers in Los Angeles. Can't count fans I get. They even wanna use creams that I suggest. I find past you, I find past hair. My skin too neat, I dye my hair. They just can't keep up. The style I get, I dare you speak up. You can't, I guess. I use coconut oil, not even shea butter. I'm so supreme, some even call me Tata. Like I can be better. I sure say I never ever go be blue band. I go be planter.
So you know, it is what it is. This year is an election year. I am said December 7th. And December 7th or 8th, girl. I don't know. Wait. Yeah, man, who are kids? Whether you know the dates that we vote in Ghana or not, it's like. But this December, we're going to be going to the polls to vote. And you know, just the conversation we're having about leadership and the, you know, the actions and inactions and whatever, you know, I was just thinking about it, and Kwame and I were like, you know what we should really be asking the people this year is, are they voting? Are you going out to vote? Come December 7th or 8th or 4th, I don't know which one it is. Are you going to be going out in your numbers? Are you going to be one of them? And so are you. That's what we wanted to find out. We simply went out and asked people, this year being an election year, are you voting? Yes or no? If yes, why? If no, why not? That's what we did by going to the places, the functions, the events, and the spaces to bring you the answers to this interesting question. Are you voting this year? Let us know. Why?
My bread.
What bread, eh?
My bread. See, right now I realize Omunya Sebi Omiya Kwasia Fo.
Hey, Ade.
Don't take it out to put it on there.
Omunya, who will vote for you the rest of your life?
Maybe eventually I will, but now, especially this year, nothing.
There are some new entrants in the race.
Omunya, bro, they are part of the nonsense. I'm tired. I can't, you know, my presidency, you know, my vacancy now.
Hey, sir, without a president.
Not your president, Ponyo.
So, like, vacancy for how long? 4 years?
Oh, another 4 years. Because at this point, it's like we don't have any president anyway.
Fuck no.
Hey, fuck. You feel very strongly about it. Why?
I am not. First of all, my vote is all the way in Tamale. I'm not going to travel to Tamale to vote for something that I know would definitely not going to work for me. So, fuck no.
Oh, my God. You know you can transfer it. You can, like, move it
to
Accra.
I don't even know. I don't think I know where my voters are.
Did you vote 4 years ago?
Yes, I did.
And so what, you feel like what you did 4 years ago has caused a lot of pain?
So much.
Sad.
I've voted. It's working against me. I'm a teacher and Charlie, it's not working. I work at a special needs school and there's nothing special about us. We the students and we the teachers.
As a teacher, how many times have you gone on strike?
Oh, countless.
Sir.
Students here are even striking against we, the teachers.
Why?
So imagine. They claim we are not teaching well. The government is not paying us well to have to teach them. So.
Wow.
Oh, no.
For the Why?
First time, I don't think I will.
Why?
The options are not available. Like, I don't see any... It's not working.
Even with a new entrance?
It's not given. No.
Yes, please.
Oh, really? So you know who you are voting for? Oh, I'll ask you to tell me.
Yeah, I do know.
You do? And you feel confident that that's the right choice?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a very different... Oh, okay. Why are you so confident in the person that you're going to vote for?
It's changed. So, some change is good sometimes.
Yeah. I see. I feel like I'm giving it away. But anyway...
Oh, yes, I actually did. We'll think about it.
You are still thinking about
yeah.
it? We're in March.
I voted last 4 years, but...
But what?
I'm not seeing top.
You're not seeing
top. If Cheddar comes... Maybe we'll vote.
So you vote for Cheddar?
Ah, why not?
Eh. What do you think that Cheddar will bring?
Yes, I'm voting this year.
Really?
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people don't want to vote this year. How come you still want to vote?
Because the last time people like me decided not to vote, we ended up with a freak show we are in right now. So I'd much rather vote.
Sir.
Yeah.
One person can ask me a question.
Yeah. Ah, can you imagine? Young girl. No, honestly though, like, they always advise us, go to school, get a job, get a good job, work hard. I've done all of these things only for my company to lay me up because of this foolish government.
In terms of showing the area,
because it's a moral.
I never come to regret what my life said.
Morals.
Me
too. I can buy now, but
Ebekoso.
Probably.
Why are you saying probably?
Because if there is traffic, I might not vote.
So your voting is dependent on traffic?
Yes, I like my peace.
Where do you stay?
Ayarifa.
So you are not voting?
Voting, I vote.
Ayarifa here. We went to police station.
It's just a straight line.
Wait, do you have a polling station in Ayarifa?
No. Before that.
Where is it?
Before Ayarifa.
So where is your polling station?
I know, they've closed the police station.
What do you mean they've closed the police station? You're supposed to know.
And my police station is in Cantonment.
So you're going to leave Ayarifa to Cantonment?
Actually, no, I won't vote.
I'm not voting this year.
Why?
I don't feel like voting. I don't have my ID card.
Fine, you have enough time to get your ID card. And voting is now based on feeling?
It is. I do not feel like going to vote.
What is
going
to make you feel like going to vote?
I don't feel like any of the options are, what do you call it?
The candidates.
Yeah, I don't feel like any of the candidates are president material.
Okay, who are the current candidates?
The ones I know of are Bahumia, John Mahama, and Cheddar.
There's a lot more other people on the list.
I haven't heard of them, so I don't think they're serious.
Have you tried to look for them?
I'm not supposed to go and look for them.
They're supposed to avail themselves.
Exactly.
I don't think you have a fair argument.
Bite me.
I don't know where my voter's ID card is.
But you can find it.
It's not necessary. If I vote, I'll vote for Freedom, Jacob Caesar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
just
why?
Just for the plot.
For the plot. I love it.
Just for the plot.
It's triple.
Because none of the other ones deserve to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, for the plot. Okay, I can see it.
FJC for president.
Dead.
You know, I've never voted before, so I don't know how it works.
Wait. Do you have a voter's ID card?
Yeah.
Oh, but you've never voted?
No.
What do you mean by you don't know how it works?
I literally don't know how it works, so I go and stand somewhere and...
No, you show up, they give you a paper, and then they will show you the options, then you just put your thumb next to the one you want.
And all I need is my voter's card.
Your voter's card, yes. And your thumb.
Okay, I'll vote.
Oh my God.
Diana ma ya mama ni dasho Diana ma fe nya modia ye de beka ho Diana ma locking wo guest amu jina ho country na mu adam pem na modedano cash ne ba na ma swa kwa ma Yesu ya fast and we pia kwa ma bi hwe no bi hwe watu kwa ma si mu ye ni champion na sa na ma trade ye be di se ni asa mu twi ni mi se modi asa fetcha me sa ye betu aka twete ni ni asa sa su ben ya ye di pia ka jade me hu ama me hwi ata sa na mu kwa do cash am spray ni se dragon my name is chama me hu afo dwen se ye fra Say any bring to your theater. Jay any dear to me more country. Ghana me jahonini.
No difference.
I've never voted in my life.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
But I've seen you complain about like stuff before on Twitter.
The only time I've tried to vote, I went to stand in queue and it was so long. And I asked myself, this hustle that I'm hustling, I've been here for 4 hours, I've not been able to vote. Is it worth it? Because this country, they're just going to steal after that. And then that was it. I didn't vote. I didn't bother again.
But you know, if you wake up early, you can vote quickly and go.
My vote will make a difference. They've made up their mind already, so my vote will make a difference. Everybody, it's a grab for everybody. And even the youth, we are angry.
We are very
because
angry.
We are not the ones getting the money to chop. If tomorrow your dad becomes Speaker of Parliament and he has access to money that can change your life, you will also buy a G-Wagon.
Real.
Me?
Yes.
Real. Me, I'll leave the country.
I'll be Jimmy.
Last time, so for no Jinayan.
So for the president.
I won't cry. 4 years ago, there was a pastor.
Chirabosom.
Hey, if you don't go cry, I'll not wait.
Ah, Charlie, you can't see my. Ah, why did you come out this town?
Oh, it's for real for your nobody.
Me see me the people come out in the me.
Okay, me that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
I haven't voted in 10 years, but this year I'll vote.
Hey, how old are you? Because 10 years ago, were you eligible?
Yeah, I haven't voted since 20. Yeah, I was more than eligible.
But so were you complaining in the time period that you haven't voted?
No, I knew that our options were bad, and I knew who would end up here, so I didn't bother to vote.
So this year you are going to vote?
Yeah, this year, yes.
You know,
touch my heart.
Do you know who you are voting for?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
I know who I'm not voting for.
Okay.
But who I'm voting for, I'm still checking.
You're still deciding.
But I know I'm not voting for. God forbid.
No. Why?
Why should I vote?
Why are you so against voting?
The voting, it does not go anywhere. Where we are is where we've always been. Like it's 2024, but it feels like we are in the olden days. Why should I vote?
So anybody can just come and take over.
I don't care. At this point, me, girl, I'm looking for somebody. Guys, please, if you are listening to this and then you have a green card for me, I'm here for you. The name is...
No, please.
Why?
Because I don't know who to vote for.
Are you spoiled for choice or you don't like your options?
I don't have any options, so I'm not going to vote at all.
Are the options are there?
Ah, no, I don't want anybody. They are all liars. Bloody liars.
Period. We don't see the future with them.
Don't you lie.
They are like men.
I do, but theirs on another level.
You see the way the men lie. That's the same way the politicians do. They lie. Liars.
Yes, I will.
Like, they lie. Men can lie.
How did we get here? All right, and we're back. We're back. We're back. I asked you people to give me something to say when I come back. I've not seen anything new. I mean, I get it. The last interview was so explosive that everybody was like talking about different things, fighting for us and things. But I need something. We are back. Like back. Come on. We are back. Like I need something. Give me something. Okay. You know what to do on social media. Thank you very much. You know, very interesting. Responses we got. The most interesting thing for me was the emotion of people, you know, just not just the, like every single person that I spoke to was very passionate. Even the people that were calm, you could tell that they were speaking from a place of, I've had enough. It's just not working. You know, some people felt helpless. Like, where are we going from here? Like, I'm a far bro. And it just seems like there's really not much to look forward to. It seems that way. And honestly, in my two cents, I'm not trying to be a voice of reason, because who reason help? You don't reason, I'm sins. I'm not going to be like schooling anybody on anything or anything like that. But what I will say is that, you know, the importance of voting is that you are taking part in deciding who is going to lead you. And a lot of people will tell you that if you take part in voting, you also kind of are valid when it comes to seeking accountability, because you say, hey, you are not doing what you're supposed to do. This is what that, because you took part in voting. True. So a lot of people say, if you didn't vote, don't complain. Some of you didn't complain. Hey, some of you didn't vote, but you want to complain. Then I'm on fine your circle. They said, was the last time? No, near around or call. Everyone is all too quiet in the air. Come in, Kibi. All those kind of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a Ghanaian citizen, whoever your leader is supposed to be working to serve you. The position of leader, a servant's position. Let me just educate some of you that don't know, or who don't know, yeah, that don't know, who don't know, interestingly. The position of leader is that of a servant, okay? I think that for some time now, we've had the wrong idea of what leadership is. Leadership doesn't mean come and then separate yourself with a social class. Right? Leadership doesn't mean that ubemwa, like as a leader, say me cry V8. As a leader, say me mbako school or private school. As a leader, say me mbako school or abroad. As a leader, say me cry phone 3. Like, those things don't make you a leader. You know? That's not what it takes. What it takes is for you to actually serve the people that you said you were coming to serve. Mr. Namihuno. And that is what it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, you lose sight. Mujur Malaysia, we literally started a race with them all. 1957. Wejin and Wejin and almost the sisters, let's go. We literally started with them. Go and look at the country. Look at the way things are and look at what's going on here. We have the wrong mind about leadership. And it's a problem. I remember there was a point where every single time we are looking at the number of registered voters, we are looking at the number of people that turn out to vote, because it means something. I will not be surprised if the voter turnout this year is low. I will not be surprised, because people feel helpless. There are some people that even feel like the whole thing is charade. Or nipa obe winini atra to order that. Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. And I would say
leaders of this country should be concerned that people feel that way. But even by the posture you see every time that they're asked questions about, you know, things, their job, the irritation, like, you know, the flippant way in which they address things, it just goes to show that Michael Jackson was right. Yeah, Michael Jackson got you in 1995. All I want to say is, they don't really care about that. Some guys are all I want to say is, they don't really care about, all I want to say is, we're living it now. That's what it feels like. And I don't know, man. I really don't have much to say in terms of, I told you, I'm not trying to be the voice of reason. I'm not trying to kind of tell you that you're going to vote. And you know, a lot of people who went to vote last time, they say, I regret voting. And you know, make a show. Do what pleases your spirit. But I just want to say that this is what voting is supposed to be. This is what it means if you vote. You guys just say, patriotism. Aye. But we back at you say, Chrome and Dream, you know, a country that does not care about me. No water, no street lights, healthcare is bad. Why should I be patriotic for a country that doesn't care about me? That's what somebody will tell you. And I feel like in all of these cases, people are valid because people are going to feel how they're going to feel. And it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. But I will encourage that you do not stop holding your leaders accountable, because the job that they've decided they want to do, or that they came to campaign for, is about leading. And leading is about servitude. Aye. And you say, me a leader in say me distance me home. Me near my mission me home near me more. Like when people see me, that's not what it is. No, I honestly don't get it. Every single time, like you can be in the narrowest of roads. Not pay. You have to now move your car to the side, some corner, just for them to pass. And my question I always ask, omo petem air quiet ding. You are always in a hurry. What do you want to mean to not traffic move? You're in a hurry, you're in a hurry. What are you in a hurry to go and do? We're not seeing it. We're not feeling it. What are you in a hurry to go and do? What are you in a hurry to go and do? How are you going to feel the plight of the average Ghanaian? Everything, VIP. How are you going to feel the plight of the average Ghanaian? Yet you're leading us. When you are not leaders, you get it. You are enraged. You know the talking points. You know the pain points. And when you become the leader, now if you say more ivory tower, no waka currency, no. Yen so no more fro. Just to say, rampants, let down your hair, me boy. That's what my 2 cents are gonna be on this issue and this topic. We'll be right back to answer listener letter. Alright guys, we're back, and on this week's listener letter, we're going to be answering a question from Parkwisi. Parkwisi, a fake name, please. Whatever I read, if any of you know any Parkwisi, you'll be like, hey, Parkwisi, when I try and you're a fake name. Say, Nipa no see your friend Parkwisi not try, but yeah, then I mean, that's what we call a coincidence. Anyway, so what does Parkwisi want? Parkwisi says, I am a 27-year-old man, and life is pretty good, I must say. Hey, Mao. My only problem is I haven't been lucky with women. That's your only problem. And you would see, I haven't been lucky with women. I have never been in a serious relationship, and I can't even keep a talking stage. I'm a hopeless romantic, quite unfortunate for a man, and always ready to hold a girl down after a few convos and meetups. But I've realized that they just get overwhelmed and leave, or some try to take advantage and loot my pockets. And you're more, come. She said, girls, maybe what? I'm going to tap it. Let's go and eat. Say, let's go. Oh, me, a pin, me, fear. Hey, come, Mr. By you, let's continue. I'm a little too kind, but of late, I'm learning to tone it down. Any advice? Now, hook up now, does. There's a movie house for you, Moody. Any advice? Now, hook up now, does. I need love too. I'm a creative with my dates, so I don't know the problem. Longevity zero. 2 days infatuations one. Parkwisi, what's it? We are crazy with your day. Just say, Uma picnic kakra. Oh, and I paint and sip kakra. And I come here, let's watch a movie, can I cry? But we see, my first initial thought is to ask you that. In the things we are going through in this country, you have time to look for love? Abort. But you say things are good for you. So, I mean, the bubble that is around you insulates who he is, so you must be good. But I know there are certain people that, like, when things are hard, finances are hard, they find solace in the arms of their loved one. Aye. Into so who he love, who he obia, eja, you know, I understand. You know, it's very interesting. I have said this in several episodes when it comes to looking for love, that I think that we are really in a situation that we are in when it comes to commitment and long relationship because of the illusion of choice. Aye. First, we share just say you're going to the same school, same church, or they live in your neighborhood, or maybe your parents know each other. Right now, you can go on social media and connect with somebody that lives in Tamale, America, Uganda, like anywhere. So sometimes when you even come, it's like, should I really be tying myself down to this person? There could always be someone better. And that's, you know, that's one of the things, illusion of choice. And that's also the issue of, even if the person is not like thinking they have better options or whatever, or calling social media, so no, hey, this is what this person has done, this is what this person has done, and you're not really feeling it from your side, but I know you need, let me go and see if I can find something better. And there's also this whole, I don't know the age group of people that you're looking for, but there's, you know, there's a whole generation of people now who don't really believe in this 1+1 or 1-to-1 ratio. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in it. Hookups, no, hookup. Because, like, at the end of the day, somebody will be, hey, where are you going? Who is that person you are talking to? You didn't tell me. Hey, when you came home, you didn't even tell me you had come home. Oh, you fell asleep, really? So you slept for like, there's all these things going on. And these days, people are also taking a lot of advice from social media. Yeah. Somebody will tell you that, hey, if your girl tells you that she's fallen, she slept, oh, she has cheated. And something happens to me. Sometimes I get home, I don't even successfully get out of my work clothes. Then I'll wake up at like around 1 a.m. I'm like, wow. And I have like missed calls and text messages and stuff. Like, I'll be like, you know what? It's late. When I wake up, we go run them. But because somebody has said on social media that, hey, girl, hey, she said she fell asleep. Yeah, then they eat, then they eat for my. But I also don't know. I think that sometimes desperation can play a part. When you are too desperate, you don't really like pace yourself. What you see, we should be by the fifth day or say 7 day, 1 week. No, they are already telling the person that, you know, I think I like you more than a friend. What do you think? Debut. You have to pace it out. You have to pace it. Look, people are going to put their best foot forward. Yeah. They just met you. They don't know if you're going to be able to tolerate their bad behavior. So they will give you all of those things. You see, falling in love based on what you've seen in the first week, they're a risky business. Would your money transfer escorter? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My new transfer escorter, 3 months. Okay. And don't be in a hurry to, because I always say this thing, how you start a talking stage, or the things that you allow, or the things that you do in your talking stage, it's kind of cements or determines what the expectation the person is going to have of you. What do you see? Oh, see, oh, you're creative and you're always doing things and see, oh, we share any panel, let's go and eat. Now, I'm going to expensive restaurants. Oh, wait, you know, I'm sending the lunch. And then, yeah, this is all before you bag the person. No? Then you bag the person and you want to come and stop. Please cut your coat according to your size. Nancy, fabric, also so dear. No, boy, I didn't come back on like a Be mindful of the things you do. Don't start out guns blazing. Eh? You know? Because even you, Pakwisi. We can say, oh, longevity. Sometimes, and you say, the panel, it's a jawanase bibi. It'll be a sour week, a busy week. In a movie, a talking stage, you are not final yet. It is allowed. 2-3 days, you didn't hear from the person. It's allowed. You're just a talking stage. Some of you are too entitled to some people's time. That's how I feel. You are talking to somebody that you just met a week, 2 weeks, and you're expecting that every single day you hear from the person. And then when you don't hear from the person, then you are worried. Oh, boys, no, what's wrong? I'm going to cry now, wayful. Because, and they won't say, girl, ninka. Meanwhile, you're a girl. You only started talking 2 weeks ago. Why do people do that to yourself? Pace yourself out. That's it. But me, my advice to you, probably, is to take a break. Take a break and focus on yourself. I mean, that's a funny thing to say because this country can kill you any day. But like, I just feel like pace yourself, take your time, just spend some time with yourself and get to know yourself a little bit better and be content with yourself. Because another thing that I realize is that when you guys enter relationships or you are trying to enter, you put a lot of your happiness into someone else's hand. Don't make that mistake. You need to be in charge of your happiness. Person is just adding to. The person just complimenting what you already have. You guys put a lot on people. You are sad. Your girlfriend or boyfriend wasn't able to cheer you up. No, boyfu. There are certain personalities that they can't even cheer people up. Obi or why? Like, when the person is sad or whatever, no, I can't. We're freezy. I don't, like, me, I don't know what to do when somebody's bereaved. It's something that's so difficult for me. You know what I mean? Like, when somebody posts like an obituary or say my this person is, I don't even like it because I feel like, why am I liking this post? I'm liking that the person is in the person. You know what I mean? So people are different, and certain people are just not equipped to do some of these things. So stop putting your 100% happiness in somebody else. Bakwisi, take a break. And that's the best I can do for you, okay? If you guys have anything to add, you know what to do at Sincerely Accra on Twitter, Instagram. You can come to our YouTube comments, TikTok, anything. Give Pakwisi some advice. And if you have a question for us, dilemma, just a Nelly Nikeli Roland Kakra, how are you? You know what to do. Send us a DM on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Sincerely Accra. And you could be getting some advice from me. All right, guys. We'll be right back to do the shout outs.
Of death, the ideas are bonny. In again, they were in Tian worry. I think they see our money. I ain't going to a rubber bank. My bread to a moon, I gave you wine. I know. You treat me, son, and feel you looking into your own two eyes. You didn't make I lose my mind. I see you to have a circle. Show me how you want it. Did you cheer for top room? Feeling like a zombie. I see you to have a circle. Show me how you want it. Come and hold me. Rakutina go ride well. You go watch ya one try some. You say I be handsome, me too. I like your bum bum bum. Me share be a hero. Say me well, I'm a triple. I dare you make it no day fear. I be killer, I can kill him with skin.
All right, so we're back, and it's time for the shout outs. This week, I want to shout out from TikTok at Jaybah. That's Jaybah. Yes. Jaybah was one of the few people that came to our TikTok comments, and we're really impressed by Almed, left some words of encouragement. And I think that's very important in this kind of climate where people always want to spread hate, and it's very easy to focus on the hates. And not like 100 people can come and say good things, and one person says a bad thing, you have a bad day. But Jaybah wasn't one of them. I just want to give a shout out to you. Our next shout out is going to be going to @ya_asantua2. @ya_asantua2 on TikTok. You also left a great comment on our interview with Almed. You encouraged us, and we're really grateful for that comment. Thank you so much, guys. You know where you can find us. We're on YouTube, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. When we post the comment, like, comment, share, positive comments. You know what I mean? And I could be shouting you out on this podcast, all right? Well, once again, we've come to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoy this one. A little political, but it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. Election year, we have to talk about it. You know what I mean? But it's always going to be a good time with Sincerely Accra because we bring it to you in an entertaining way, okay? I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network. My co-creator and producer on this podcast, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. And of course, myself, Joseph Nsi, host of the Sincerely Accra podcast. Make sure you are checking for us because it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. And I want to give a quick shout out to, you know, my stylist for this episode, Estella. You know, she's going to be doing a pop-up on April 13th. Hey, Mr. 13th. April 13th. hold on. Mami Cheke. Oh, mami. Eyinudin. Aye. April 13th. Yes, Estella is doing a pop-up at La Place Beach Bar. At La Boma, La Place Beach Bar. If you like my outfit, you know, a little in Capono is a shame, you know. And those of you who are listening, go and check us out on Instagram and YouTube, and you see what I'm talking about. A little jersey, a little pink cap, denim shorts. So definitely check her out. I'm going to be putting her tags in the social media, and so you're going to be able to check her out. And make sure you are pulling up on April 13th at La Place Beach Bar, La Boma, for her pop-up. You can get some of these cool things, you know. All right, I'm going to catch you on the next one. Bye.
VIP, come on. VIP.
Show me what's up. Could I go handle this shop? VIP. Show me what's up. Could I go handle this shop?
VIP.
You kick it, I have good at Dama Kumba, somewhere in Rawa. VIP, that's about how we brand new bag.
baya kuma shi labari da dai kuri ne da mata kyakkyawai ke party kuna fukai kuna baya kuna munafunci dan wa dai na hasada mai munaka kowa da lokacin sa yo don't not let me booty na kudi na budata ciki why you wanna kake hasada kai ka so me what's up una ko ando bisha oh 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 so me what's up una ko ando bisha Boy, this I boy, you need my the some boy that you could fito. Look at ya kay, we tackle quick hello, to some wow, check us out. Go may mukeji in the four win chicky, babu hasada, the fucking chicky mutuya tubaka, beside a kasa, it yao she, it's waki, yale she while it's if in a jackie.
Yeah, pibam yawa kudu arawa, kuta mesaki for no dana kano. Tariana gay in wala his asubada.
When I kid in the yes, I'm for Sada.
Babu Yawa, the VIP, the brand new combination. Nakadoka, the Rabamu Kashiri, Boya, and Kamun Gimashi. Kateka name alone and Kasanka said that she doesn't want to.
What
light them could have been a
person?
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.